Hi, I'm Phil Kurz, and this is Broadcast Engineering Sound Off. Television broadcasters have engaged in quite a period of automation over the past several years. Everything from the news studio control room to master control seem to have been the target of creative software developers and hardware engineers looking for ways to improve workflow and make things more efficient. However, there's been a major impediment to finding even greater efficiencies around the station, and broadcasters haven't had a way to address it. That area is traffic, the department of TV stations responsible for order entry, scheduling, and fulfillment. To date, this station function has largely been a manual process of receiving faxes and emails with orders and instructions from ad agencies, entering those instructions into a playlist, ensuring spots run correctly, and scheduling make goods when needed. But that's all about to change with the release of BXF 3.0. While BXF, or the Broadcast Exchange Format, has among other things helped traffic and master control work together more efficiently, the latest version of the format extends the reach of the drive to automate operations beyond station walls and into the offices of advertising agencies. BXF 3.0 gives the community responsible for placing orders a way to book commercials at stations without the faxes and the headaches. At SMPTE 2013, later this month in Hollywood, Chris Lennon, president and CEO of Media Answers, and Angela Tietze, president of Entertainment Communications Network, will jointly present a paper describing BXF 3.0 and the benefits it offers. In this week's podcasts, the pair individually discuss their paper. A note to listeners, the interviews were conducted separately. Simply follow the appropriate link to listen to Chris or Angela. Angela Tietze, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Phil.
Angela, you and Chris Lennon will be presenting a paper at SMPTE 2013 on BXF 3.0 and traffic. Before we get into that, can you give me a little bit of background about yourself and your company?
You bet. Well, the name of my company is Entertainment Communications Network, or ECN as we're known in the industry. And we sit between advertising agencies and broadcasters to deliver commercial traffic instructions that basically tell the stations when, where, and how to air the commercials that you and I listen to and watch every day.
At SMPTE, you're going to be presenting on the anticipated enhancements to BXF 3.0, specifically dealing with traffic workflow. Maybe the best way for us to get started with this part of the interview is for you to summarize how that workflow works today.
Well, today, and for many, many years, the way it works is that traffic instructions, again, these are the instructions that tell broadcasters where to schedule the commercials that are coming from advertisers, are sent via fax and email. And then on the receiving end, the traffic department at the station or network manually keys that information into their own traffic system to schedule the commercials. So it's an all-manual process today. The agency's generating instructions. ECN is actually delivering those instructions to specific people based on advertiser. And then at the broadcaster end, we have another team of people who are manually keying or rekeying that information into their scheduling systems.
So obviously with all this manual involvement, there's a lot of opportunity just for human error. I'm sure that's one of the benefits that there will be with the BXF 3.0 is the elimination of all this keystroking. But I was just wondering if you could summarize the other benefits that you see.
Well, I think the key is that traffic departments are very, very busy, both at the advertising side and also at the broadcaster side. It's not uncommon to get last-minute changes late day where the spots have changed. They want to direct it to a different audience. So the people that are managing these groups are under tremendous pressure on an ongoing basis to very, very quickly act on new information and change the commercials that are running within those schedules. So the key benefit is really going to be that there will be some huge time efficiencies gained in terms of both delivering the information directly into the system. And then, of course, human error is inevitable when you're looking at tens or even hundreds of instructions or commercials that you have to schedule daily. So that too will speed up on their end, but in a way that helps the broadcast traffic departments from an accuracy standpoint, so that station is not actually having to do what are called make goods.
obviously there's more to this equation than just the broadcast traffic department. The order starts out at the agency side of things. So how will that component of the workflow be integrated into this so that broadcasters get the orders in the form that they need to feed their BXF guided or directed workflow?
That's a good question. So there are two different parts of the agency that are actually generating this type of data. And on the media buying side, that's where the order and the contract are actually placed with another area at the station. So through BXF, once the data comes in after the buy and the commercial's actually been cut and produced and is ready to distribute, there are two different systems at the broadcaster that are talking to each other. So as instructions will come in via an XML file now that contain all of the metadata, if you will, for the commercial itself, the traffic department will be able to map that information to a deal number, to a contract that exists between that media outlet and the agency on behalf of the advertiser. So that's the nice thing about BXF, is that it allows exchange of information between multiple systems on the media side, so mm-hmm. they'll be able to very easily connect the information between those systems.
What obstacles do you foresee, if any, that are going to have to be overcome before BXF 3.0 can be fully implemented?
I actually don't see any obstacles. One of the great things about SMPTE is that we had widespread participation from the traffic system vendors. These are the software companies that today are deployed throughout broadcast media. And we also had input from a variety of other people that are part of this process, part of the workflow process in the industry. So by working through this for about 18 months, we feel that all parties have a good understanding of how it will work, how it will plug in. And both Chris Lennon and I are pretty confident that the deployment will be rapid, I think really within a few months.
Finally, is there anything else that you would like to share about the paper you and Chris will be presenting or about BXF 3.0 in general?
I think what's exciting is that for so many years, the emphasis in the advertising industry has been on the order and the invoice. And I think that's understandable from a media standpoint. But very few people actually understand traffic and the pressures that are really put on the people that run this particular part of the workflow chain. So the idea is to really help them so that instead of being in the data entry business, they can now focus on approving, moving spots around, managing the process before it finally comes into their system. And if you can picture yourself in a large market TV station and you have hundreds of commercials that you need to schedule, you're looking at dates on an hourly basis, trying to determine how, from a priority standpoint, which commercials need to be scheduled, what needs to get in this morning, what needs to get in this afternoon, what's coming up tomorrow. And it's very exciting that we can help these people from an automation standpoint so that they can focus then on sort of refining the process and managing the process. So we're very excited after such a long time to really bring this to the market, and I know our clients are looking forward to it as well.
Well, Angela Tietze, thanks for taking out a few minutes today to tell me about BXF 3.0.
Thank you, Phil. Have a good day.
For Broadcast Engineering, I'm Phil Kurz.